From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. There's been talk of Billary, that would be Bill and Hillary Clinton, but what about Clobama or O'Binton? The two remaining Democratic presidential candidates, Senators Clinton and Obama, played nice at last night's debate in Los Angeles.
I also want to note that I was friends with Hillary Clinton before we started this campaign. I will be friends with Hillary Clinton after this campaign is over.
Does that mean they've heard the message from Democratic Party insiders that they shouldn't tear themselves down before, well, the Republicans get to tear one of them down in the general election? For more on the debate and the race, we've got Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons. He was press secretary for the presidential campaigns of both Senator Bob Graham and General Wesley Clark. And we have Republican strategist Angela McGlowan. She's an analyst for Fox News and author of the best-selling book Bamboozled: How Americans Are Being Exploited by the Lies of the Liberal Agenda. Jamal and Angela, welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
So some folks expected last night's showdown to be a smackdown. Angela, were you surprised by what happened?
No, I wasn't surprised. And you know what? I'm glad to see that they did kiss and make up, because there is a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And being a black woman, I saw a lot of division in the black community because of the Obama Clinton situation. So I'm glad that they kept it civil, because even though I am Republican and I'm a strategist for the Republican Party, I want to have an intelligent debate so people can make a decision, not on emotion, not on race baiting, but actually on the issues.
Jamal, in terms of issues, there have been times when the focus was more on the economy, including in this week's Republican debate. But last night, there was a lot of talk about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senator Obama has repeatedly pointed out that he was opposed to the war from the start. Let's listen to a comment from last night.
I think it is much easier for us to have the argument when we have a nominee who says, I always thought this was a bad idea, this was a bad strategy. And that is an argument that I think we are going to have a easier time making if they can't turn around and say, but hold on a second, you supported this. And that's part of the reason why I think that I would be the strongest nominee on this argument of national security.
You know, some people have said, including some of the analysts we have on the show, that there's less of a distinction between, for example, Senator John McCain and Senator Hillary Clinton than there is between Senator John McCain's views on the wars and Senator Obama. Is Obama actually going to benefit from this issue? Is this something, you know, especially given the economic issues being so close to people's hearts, is this something that's really a selling point for him?
It is something that's a selling point for him. It's mostly the reason why he got into the race, I think, to get started, was to start to talk about this issue. And it's the reason why people started to like him. Senator Obama's in a pretty good place when it comes to the issue of the war on Iraq, and also, I think, the general issue, which is leadership and judgment, which is where he's really trying to make his case. So that's the place where voters are, he's trying to get voters to make the judgment about him, that it's not as much about experience if you don't have good judgment. He's got good judgment, and they should count on him, is his argument.
Now, Angela, when you think about health care, this is an issue that Senator Hillary Clinton has taken some ownership of well before she was a senator. Is this something that you think that Senator Clinton can use to her advantage? And what did you hear last night?
She can use that to her advantage. Listen, she's a brilliant lady. And when it comes down to policy and the issues on actually enacting policy, she beats Obama hands down. Now, I'm not for her plan. I'm not for the universal health care plan. But you're right. When she was first lady in the 90s, that was her issue of passion, and it still is. Now, she wants to have a universal health care mandate, and people don't sign up for her program, if she's president, they will be fined. Whereas Obama, he wants federal funding, yes, but he also wants to have the American people to have a choice. So he also wants partial subsidies to provide for a private plan. But at the end of the day, last night in the debate, she showed that she had more policy experience. And people are emotional about the war. But Obama hasn't really come up with a plan on terrorism. And she, in essence, has stood the test of time.
Jamal, what about money? There has been a lot of talk about how the Democrats right now are actually in a better financial position than the Republicans, speaking of the candidates. Are both of these candidates equally matched to basically put out their message through television. At a Super Tuesday is a time where no matter how many places these folks go, they cannot simultaneously be in over 20 states at once. And so that means television ads are a big part of this. Are both of these candidates up for that challenge?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We don't know what how much money Senator Clinton has raised lately. There was a report this week that Senator Obama has now raised $32 million in January alone. He's on the air in 20 states that are having contests on February 5th, and then he's going up on the air in 12 more states that are having contests in the next week or so of February. So Senator Obama is certainly raising a lot of money. I would assume Senator Clinton is fine on money. She also has an advantage on name ID already and on general popularity. You know, what's funny is there's not a lot of new information to learn about Hillary Clinton. The Democrats and the American public have been, you know, hearing Senator Clinton and Hillary Clinton's name now for 16 years, and people feel like they know her. I think she can remind them. She can remind them of the good things. She can make a good impression by putting out some ads. But she's not going to change some core impressions about herself with a few TV ads. Obama's in a different position. A lot of people don't know him. It's the reason why his poll numbers are just now starting to come up. So he's actually got to introduce himself to people and counter whatever they may be hearing that's negative in the news media.
Angela, but what about that? You know, having a prior record, so to speak, mm-hmm. can cut both ways. And although I've seen some Republicans actually saying that they would vote for Hillary over McCain, and, you know.
Hillary over McCain?
Yeah.
Some Republicans have said that?
Yes, some Republicans have said that, as well as some people saying that they would vote for McCain over Hillary on the Democratic side. But
in any event.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of, from what I understand from polls, a lot of negatives that many Republican voters have about Senator Hillary Clinton. That whole question of having a track record, does that cut against her in some ways?
I think it actually helps her. At the end of the day, with the Super Tuesday process, I think it's going to come down to the Hispanic vote. And Hillary is reaching out to that community. Now, you had a very strong Hispanic organization that endorsed Obama yesterday regarding the illegal alien process and the immigration process. I think that a track record does count. But I think in this instance, it's going to actually help her. If you listen to the debate last night, Obama, yes, talked about hope. Yes, he can unify people. But at the end of the day, now it's going to come down to experience and who will be the best candidate. And I think that Hillary is going to actually be the Democrat nominee.
And now, before we move on, I had recalled this, but just wanted to look it up. Ann Coulter, who can mm-hmm. hardly be called a liberal, has said that she would back Hillary Clinton over John McCain. We can talk about that some other time, but I just wanted to point out she's certainly a prominent Republican and conservative. But I want to move on to something you just mentioned, which is mm-hmm. the immigration issue. Mm-hmm. Senator Obama was asked about the negative economic impact of immigration on the black community, mm-hmm. and here was part of his response.
Before the latest round of immigrants showed up, you had huge unemployment rates among African-American youth. And so I think to suggest somehow that the problem that we're seeing in inner city unemployment, for example, is attributable to immigrants, I think is a case of scapegoating that I do not believe it. I do not subscribe to it.
Now, Jamal, do you think that that was a risky position for Senator Obama, given especially that Hillary has said that jobs have been lost in this situation?
Well, I don't think it's a risky position over the next 2 weeks. We'll see what happens in the fall. It may be a different story. I think Barack Obama's got a lot of ground to make up with Hispanic and Latino voters. And so he's doing he is communicating in a way that will appeal to them. I think if African-Americans were African-Americans who are a little bit more in line with working-class whites when it comes to immigration, I doubt that they'll vote against Barack Obama because of his immigration position.
Well, Jamal, I have to respectfully disagree. In the Delta part of Mississippi, you have a lot of undocumented workers helping rebuild the casinos. In the Delta part of Mississippi, you have a high percentage of unemployed blacks that could do those unskilled labor jobs if those casinos would go into the community and recruit. Let's look at New York. You have 45% unemployment among black males, but yet and still, Elliot Spitzer wants to give illegal aliens driver's licenses. I think that this issue does divide the black community. And when undocumented workers are hired, they do get paid less.
Angela, I don't disagree with you that it's not an important issue in the community and there aren't people who care about it. I just don't think it's going to be the issue that turns African-American voters away from Senator Obama in this contest.
I don't know. They might go more on the lines of Hillary because I do think that this issue does divide the black and Hispanic community, and you do have a lot of unemployment in our inner city among black males, and undocumented workers are taking those jobs.
All right. We are winding down, and I want this to be very quick. Angela, then Jamal, yes. Do you ever see either a Clobama or an O'Benton ticket? Would one of them play second fiddle to the other as a Veep candidate?
You know, Angela. What? At the end of the day, they need to beat Republicans. You know, if the Democrats want to do that, and I think that it would be a very powerful ticket. But in the end, I think Republicans are going to win.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have an Obama and Clinton ticket. I'm going to, this may be a little politically incorrect here, but I just think that's maybe a little bit too much change for America to handle all at once.
You can have one candidate of change, but you just can't have two, huh?
Yeah, I think
it'd be
having
powerful,
one of them on the ticket is going to be enough change for people to have to swallow. And so I'd look for a good, moderate Southern or Midwestern white male.
Sounds like John Edwards. Anyway, on that note, Angela, Jamal, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Fox News political analyst Angela McLaughlin. She joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., and Democratic political strategist Jamal Simmons, who spoke with us from Washington.